USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is hinting there may be more interest rate hikes in the near future. In the minutes from its June meeting, the Fed says an increase of 0.75 percentage point this month would likely be appropriate. Officials also admitted more hikes could tamp down economic growth for a time. President Biden is highlighting pension relief in the massive COVID stimulus bill he signed last year.
When it's time to retire, your pension you earned will be there, knowing that together with your Social Security benefits, that pension will continue a good middle-class life for you in retirement.
The proposal aims to protect millions of workers in multi-employer pension plans who face significant cuts in benefits. Speaking in Cleveland, Biden said the middle class exists because of strong labor unions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Legislation across the pond is working on reining in big tech. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Final European Parliament approval of sweeping technology regulations Tuesday put European regulators and tech platform giants on a collision course. Europe's two new laws, the Digital Markets Act and the Digital Services Act, place tough constraints on how big tech like Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, and Meta handle competition and online content.
A new Harris Harvard poll released Tuesday found that 72% of Americans would support banning abortions after 15 weeks, and almost half would support bans at 6 weeks. The new data represents a dramatic shift in public opinion since as recently as May, before the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, after a mass murder at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, many people are again calling for gun control, but one governor says there's other solutions.
Nebraska Governor Republican Pete Ricketts said on Newsmax Tuesday, "The common denominator to these mass shootings in America is the mental illness each shooter possesses. And that's what our national attention should be focused on."
This really emphasizes what we have to do with regard to mental health care. You know, you talked about how we have to get at why people are doing this, but a lot of the research has already shown that when you look at these mass shootings, most of the people who have done this have untreated mental health care, and that in some ways these are violent suicide.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The fate of the immigration program known as DACA is being debated in a Louisiana court today. It shields from deportation illegal immigrants who were brought across the border as children. Texas is suing as it argues the program places an undue burden on the states. The Justice Department is defending DACA, saying it creates employees, consumers, and job creators. There's a new breed of dog being recognized by the American Kennel Club, and this one's historic. The Braco Italiano becoming the 200th fully recognized breed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.